You're listening to SBS News. The Australian Human Rights Commission is calling on the government to urgently assess every child asylum seeker on Nauru. The Human Rights Monitor is urging Australian and Nauruan authorities to ensure any child found to be in need of medical care is then transferred to Australia immediately. It comes after aid agency MSF staff were ordered to leave Nauru earlier this month. Psychiatrist Beth O'Connor was one of the Doctors Without Borders workers who spent time on the island. She says getting appropriate health care to all refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru is a matter of urgency.
Over the 11 months that I was in Nauru, we were treating refugees and asylum seekers with depression and anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. And as a consequence of these disorders, we were seeing them making self-harm attempts, suicidal thoughts and suicide attempts.
Dr. O'Connor says children on Nauru are displaying particularly concerning behaviours due to the deterioration of their mental state.
We also saw in the children something called traumatic withdrawal syndrome or resignation syndrome. And these were children that previously used to talk to us in the settlements or in the shops. And then they deteriorated. They started to become socially withdrawn and depressed. And when we visited them in their home, they would have just be in bed all the time. They wouldn't be eating or drinking sufficient amounts to sustain their life. Some of them weren't even able to go to the toilet anymore.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he shares the doctor's concerns for the health of the children on Nauru.
I'm committed to ensuring that we can deal with this challenge in terms of the situation of the children. And I'm open to every sensible proposal that would not also see more children go onto Nauru.
Despite his concern, the government is refusing to strike a deal that would see New Zealand resettle 150 asylum seekers there. Australia's current refugee deal with the United States is facing criticism for the number of asylum seekers that have had their applications rejected. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton revealed 13 refugee children on Nauru have parents considered to be a national security risk by the United States, leaving them without a third country resettlement option. Director of Policy at the Refugee Council of Australia, Joyce Chia, says it's especially harmful to leave refugees and asylum seekers in a state of limbo.
The one thing we keep hearing is that no matter how wonderful the facilities you provide, it's the indefinite nature of their existence in Nauru and in PNG that is the worst aspect. They don't know when they're ever going to get off or if they're ever going to get off. And particularly since there aren't enough numbers in the US resettlement deal, we don't know what's going to happen to those people who don't get resettled to the US.
Given the uncertain future hundreds of asylum seekers currently face, Human Rights Watch Australia says health assessments don't go far enough. Human Rights Watch Australia Director Elaine Pearson says all refugees and asylum seekers need to be removed immediately from Nauru and Manus Island.
The urgent priority is for the government to get every man, woman and child off Manus and Nauru, given the last 5 years of human rights abuses that they have suffered under this policy.
Anyone in need of support or information about suicide prevention can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.